Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Linda Edelman from Public Health and Lindy Nelson, who is with the Cass County Health System Infection Preventionist. So you can probably guess that we're going to refer to the questions and the concerns about coronavirus. So Lindy, I want to start with you and talk about what kind of things is the hospital doing, our Cass County Health System hospital doing related to coronavirus?
Well, our plan is just education for one thing, making sure that people, if they are ill with respiratory symptoms such as cough, shortness of breath, fever, and have traveled outside of the country or been in contact with somebody who's traveled outside of the country within the last 14 days, to follow up with their primary provider, but to first call in and discuss with the schedulers their symptoms so that we are aware of their symptoms and that may be some testing that we need to do when they get here. So just be sure that you're letting the providers or schedulers know what your symptoms are prior to coming in to see your doctor.
You know, all of a sudden that just reminds me of the one call. Before you dig, you need to call. Before you run into the emergency room or the medical center, maybe you should call.
Yes, for sure. And then we also, at every entrance of the hospital, have masks for you to put on. So that's important that you put the mask on when you come in if you do have those symptoms, and to put the mask on correctly. Make sure that you're covering your mouth and your nose and that it's sealed up against your face when you come in to the hospital with those symptoms.
Okay. And a little bit later, I want to talk more about masks, because I've been hearing people saying, oh, I need to put a mask on wherever I go. So we're going to come back and talk about that. But Linda, you're with Public Health, and we have a great resource with the Iowa Department of Health.
Right, LaVond. What I'm asking people to do, if they have any questions, the best place to go for correct and current information is to the Iowa Department of Public Health website. There is the front page says coronavirus, and you pick on that, and there is webinars. It's divided out into different sections. So if you're a businessman, if you're a school teacher, there's daycares. There's information specifically for each of these areas, and there's different fact sheets. And like I said, there's some webinars, because we are watching webinars almost daily from the Iowa Department of Public Health. So if you are wanting some information, that is the very best place to go, is to the site, and you can look at any of these fact sheets and information and get up-to-date information.
So up-to-date, I think, is the clue I've heard from you, that this isn't something from a month ago. This is every day that it's being updated?
Correct, because things are changing very rapidly, as everybody knows. They are trying to update everything on there, at least a lot of the things, every day. I have the latest up-to-date I have for today is from yesterday, and I'm sure they'll update it again today.
Okay. And, you know, that's, you can get that on your computer or your friend's computer or whatever. But we get a lot of other information on computers from all kinds of Facebooks and all that sort of thing. Maybe we should make a different choice, and we're looking at some of those.
Just be very careful of what you're looking at. Facebook has a lot of misinformation. However, the Iowa Department of Public Health does have a Facebook page. CDC has a Facebook page, so those are the best places to go and to kind of limit and make sure you filter what else you're looking at on those social media sites.
Yeah, it can get really carried away. And, you know, and that's good advice no matter what we're looking at. Let's make sure we have a credible source rather than somebody's friend who told somebody's friend who told somebody's friend, and then it appears on a Facebook page. So let's talk a little bit about preventing this disease. And, Lindy, how different is the prevention technique for coronavirus than it is for a cold or influenza? Is it much different?
No, there's really no difference. Basically, just good hand washing, covering your mouth when you sneeze or cough, just preventing that from spreading germs that way. Also trying to keep your hands away from your face, away from those mucous membranes like your eyes, your nose, your mouth, but really anywhere on your face, keeping your hands down under your face to help prevent that.
I was telling both of these people before we started, said my favorite saying now is keep your hands below your chin. And I think we could teach that to little kids. We don't have to say all the other things. Keep your hands below your chin. And it's a really difficult thing to do.
It is very difficult. A lot of us do it without even without even thinking about it. It's just kind of a habit that you do, and it's a hard thing to break, but it's important to try to remember that. If you catch yourself, just try to prevent yourself from doing it the next time.
Well, because we could wash our hands, but we can't wash our hands every time we touch a different surface. So wash the hands and then keep your hands below your chin. I said, I'm going to make a button or a T-shirt. Or we came up with some creative ideas, actually, on how to carry that on. So then let's talk about hand washing, Linda. Any specific advice? You know, we see it often, but maybe we should pay attention to some specifics. It doesn't just mean turning the water on and running your hands under the faucet.
Right. With washing your hands, you should wash your hands for at least 20 seconds with soap and all on your hands up into your wrist area, and then make sure that you're drying and not shaking your hands off, that kind of thing. Even using, you need to use the towel, if there is a towel there, to shut the water off so you don't touch the dirty faucet.
And, you know, we used to tell little kids, sing happy birthday twice. Is that about 20 seconds?
I'm not sure. It might be. I think it is. I think it is.
But we could test that out.
Yeah, yeah. just make sure you're not rushing it, and make sure you take the 20 seconds at least and do a real thorough washing. A lot of us are guilty of not doing that, just washing really fast.
Right, yeah. And cool water is okay. It doesn't have to be hot water.
If that's all you have, that's okay, because some places that is all you have, but hot water is best. Okay. Warm water.
Yeah, warm water. Okay. Then, so that's the basic, that hand washing things that we've talked about forever. Let's keep talking about it, but doing it. You had another comment,
correct,
Linda?
Well, no, I just was going to say using hand sanitizer also if you don't have access to running water. It's okay.
But you might want to check the hand sanitizer. Some of it needs to be a certain percent of alcohol to be effective.
I believe it's 60% alcohol is what's preferred for the hand sanitizer.
And there's some pretty ones out there, some colored ones, some that have perfume in them, and I don't know whether those are high enough alcohol or not. So we shouldn't just depend on those hand sanitizers.
Right, yeah, I would just look at the label and see what that says and go from there, making sure that it's at least 60% alcohol-based.
So, Lindy, I want to talk a little more about masks, because I've had a friend who said, well, I want to wear a mask wherever I go, and I think she's well.
Yeah, healthy people do not need to wear a mask. Like I said, when you come to the hospital and you have those symptoms, that, like the respiratory symptoms, the shortness of breath, the cough, the fever, we definitely want you to put a mask on. Your provider may also wear a mask while they're assessing you. So just making sure that you're covering your face and your mouth with the mask. And when you take the mask off, make sure that you're taking it off from the back and not touching it in front, like in front of your mouth, because those germs could spread then to your hands.
And then is there any special way to dispose of that?
Just dispose it into the garbage, and then make sure that you're either using hand sanitizer or washing your hands with soap and water then after you're taking the mask off.
So right now, the hospital still has masks available for people coming in, because I keep reading about, see, here's where all that news out there, that we're really, people have been buying so many, they're not available anymore.
They are available as of now. I know that we have had to go in and look at different options because the ones that we initially used may not be available, but there are still masks. But just make sure that you're using it only if needed, if you have those symptoms or if you're sick, and not to come in and take it unnecessarily. Or it's not really necessary to buy masks for yourself at home, you know, especially if you're not ill. But it's really not going to help prevent you from getting sick if you wear a mask out in public.
Okay. And the other thing, and you said this earlier, we just wanted to mention that again, of how you properly wear a mask. You need to cover more than your mouth.
Yes, we see a lot of people that come in and just have them down over their mouth, and that's not correct at all, because you can still spread germs through your nose. So make sure that you have your mouth and your nose covered, and there's an area at the top of the mask that you can kind of pinch around your nose so that it's tight around your nose, and make sure that you pull it down underneath your chin so that you're keeping all those germs in.
Away from other
inside,
people.
Yes, inside the mask. Yes, yes.
Another thing I think we've sort of mentioned is if you're sick, stay home. Don't go out and spread that around to other people. And Linda, again, remind us of the best resource, best up-to-date resource.
The best up-to-date resources is going to come from either the CDC website or the Iowa Department of Public Health. Or if you're in another state, it would be the State Department of Public Health information on the website or on a Facebook post from them.
And I'm guessing you would answer a question if somebody called the Cass County Public Health?
We can do that. That would be fine.
That's your good resource there, too. So we have good resources here in Cass County. We have good resources in Iowa. Don't panic. Just remember to take care of yourself and don't spread that disease. Thank you so much to Lindy Nelson, who is the CCH infection preventionist, and to Linda Edelman, who is public health nurse. And until next time, remember that your job won't take care of you when you're sick. Your friends and family will.